Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulated a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Hi, folks. John Potter, live and local, every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. And in Carson City, running the show is Phil in for Craig this morning. Hey, Phil. Good morning to you.
There's so many buttons and switches.
That's me a couple of months ago. listen, I'm John Potter. It's all live and local from now to noon, 884-9910. A lot to talk about today. Warning, could be a dangerous show today. Feeling kind of surly. Didn't get my McDonald's coffee.
What?
Is McDonald's falling apart?
Yes. I don't know, but you are.
Okay. You're not supposed to be there. That is my coffee. I said last time, Craig knows this, I am giving up. It's, there's no service anymore. Us poor old guys are at the counter. Actually, I couldn't get to the counter today. The deal is, for the last couple of days, if you've been to the McDonald's on Plum and Virginia, the kiosks have lost their internet connection for a couple of days, and you can't do anything. It says, go to another kiosk. Well, the other one's broken, too. And so what people are doing, they're going up to the counter and sticking their head into the kitchen. Even some people probably walking into the kitchen to get some service because they don't come to the counter anymore. So what they did, this was their solution today. they locked the doors of the McDonald's on my walk over here today. Can you imagine locking the door at a very popular McDonald's because they don't come to the counter. There's nobody come to the counter. And of course, they put the combination lock on the restroom, and you can't get the combination because nobody's at the counter. And it's not on the app, folks. They keep saying going to the app. No, it doesn't work.
Because of staffing shortages?
No, I think they just cut down on the amount of people to work there. To save money. You know, they just had their earnings report, McDonald's, about a week ago, and it went down, and they blamed it on inflation. Okay, that might be true. So their solution was to come out with the $5 meal and the $6 meal at McDonald's. We'll see if their earnings still go down even with the $5 meals. I'll tell you, it's because of there's people that are non-existent, and the kiosk, there are a lot of things you can't do on the kiosk. I do have my credit card linked at McDonald's. Now, some people laugh at that, but it was very convenient. It's just not anymore. So,
and they don't let you walk through drive-thru.
Yeah, sure. Best $5 deal, by the way, fast food, Wendy's. Wendy's. Nobody can beat it. All of the chicken nuggets plus the hamburger plus the fries plus the drink. Are you kidding me?
Well, fear not, John. We have a fine, wonderful new coffee maker there at the Reno Studios.
That's new, really?
Well, new to us. I bought it used on Craigslist. I talked it down to $20, but it works.
It's just such a classy place. Well, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'm overdue for some coffee. Okay, so fun stuff to talk about. Hot August nights. Folks, what was the best car you ever owned? Boy, the memories flood back every year when I walk and see the cars. You know what? It's not a big thing in downtown Reno anymore. I walked out there Monday downtown expecting to see none. They only showed up on Wednesday. The other days, it's all Peppermill. It's all Atlantis and GSR. Too far to walk. But, you know, downtown, it'd be nice if downtown used to be the center of Hot August Nights. Such great memories. Yeah, I know. But, oh, that parade and everything like that. So, all right, Phil, yes. Best car you ever owned. What was it?
It's a toss-up between two. One of them is my 05 Chevy four-wheel drive beefy truck.
2005?
Yep.
Oh, man, you kids.
It will tear through snow. It'll pull a trailer uphill. It'll pull a trailer up a tree if I put it in four low. I love that.
Yeah.
The other one
was
a 2001 Kia Rio. It had a lawnmower engine under the hood, but that thing overloaded, hauled me across the country, over the mountain, over the Rockies, and back without a problem. And that was a good, tough little car, and it was running just fine when I sold it.
Folks, can you imagine hot August nights in 30 years when we're going to be oohing and aahing over a 2005 Kia?
Well, you realize the Pinto qualifies as a classic car now, right?
Never see a Pinto. You see a lot of Mustangs. I'll say that. But, it just brings back. So my favorite car was my first car, 1964 T-Bird.
Oh, wow.
My mother handed it down to me.
Mm-hmm,
and me
mm-hmm.
being a teenager, what did I do to this classy car that had like the old lady seats in the back? I don't know if you ever seen the inside of a 64 T-Bird. Definitely designed for Martha Stewart or somebody. But I actually put racing stripes on that car. Oh, the kids at school just laughed and laughed. The Locusts are coming, and I mean the Burning Man fans. they are.
Excuse me.
And they're just starting to hit our streets and our stores. Shop now before they clean the shelves.
I have noticed a lot of water missing at Walmart. Well, not missing, but having been sold.
Yeah, they love the big, huge gallon containers of water. You're right. I even saw at Costco. There's stuff that they were never out of stock at Costco on anything, and I couldn't find a couple of things at Costco. So, yeah, do it now and order the dumpster lock now before they head back, because you know what they do with those. Yeah. Good news, bad news this week. Virginia City racist charges. I don't have a whole lot to say that hasn't been said already about this. I'm really not sure who the instigator was, because the offending racist statement, if there was one, was not caught on the edited video that we've all seen. I do know one thing. Alcohol and voter signature salesman approaching you is never a good combination. And these guys, to me, look like they had a few. But that's not really a joke. It's an observation that the drink gives folks a lot of arrogant confidence that leads you into very bad situations. You want to talk about my past. But it's their reactions were not acceptable and not smart, probably from what it looked to me to be a few too many. But we never saw what occurred before the video was recorded. And without that, I feel folks should slow down and ask questions. It was disturbing, too, that people were just avoiding the bad scene and walking around it instead of trying to defuse the situation. Usually when things like this happen, you have people circling around, holding up their phones so they could get a good YouTube post. I mean, can you imagine if we had smartphones back when the Titanic was sinking? We'd see far less survivors of that day, because instead of getting into lifeboats, they'd all be recording the sinking ship. I'm not kidding. That's true. But anyway, I love Virginia City. I always will. I can't tell you how many times I have written Facebook and Reddit comments saying basically the same thing. We can't broad brush the entire town because of two or three goofuses. It's but everybody was getting their pitchforks out, it seemed, this week. There were businesses getting death threats over this. Businesses not even involved in Virginia City. I mean, people were calling up and haranguing Mark Twain bookstore and the Mark Twain pizzeria and the Mark Twain jewelry shop. And I'm exaggerating. That's what it seems to me to be out there. But no, it's a wonderful, wonderful town, wonderful people, with three goofuses living there, is what I have to say about it. Maybe a few more, but I don't think it's. But it has that reputation. You go on Reddit, and everybody's writing about. Oh, I moved here and took my girl to Virginia City, and it scared me. All these Trump signs. So I don't know if you have something to say about this. I don't know if it's been brought up in Northern Nevada, but it should be, because as I was telling Phil before the show, it is the number one story of the week. And I think, you know what? If a town could sue for libel or slander, it would be Virginia City. 884-9910. And by the way, if you disagree, and I'm sure you do, feel free to call. Phil will put you on hold, and we'll talk to you on the next break. We have a couple of guests today, of course, Derek Lee. Now, this is going to be interesting. I think he has a product for erectile dysfunction. That's what my email says. And stop giggling, Phil.
That's a this hard subject to talk about.
Medical stuff. Okay. By the way, that reminds me, have you guys all seen the cartoon? This kind of ties in with the Virginia City thing in the Facebook comments and also medical. Cartoon just came out. The ambulance crew is putting this guy on a stretcher into their ambulance. And the guy says, "Are you taking me to the hospital?" And ambulance crew says, "No, you need real medical advice. We're taking you to the comments section." That's where all the experts are, right? Why did I go to college? All right. Anything from you guys? I'm going to go to break, if not.
Nope, go to break. We need one.
All right. Yeah. Nothing to say about Virginia City, huh? Well, wise man. You're very smart.
I have my opinions on what happened, and I'm keeping them to myself.
Well, that's the thing. We're afraid to... show our opinions and defend this town because, you know, somebody's going to scream that we're racists. I understand, Phil.
Right. Yeah,
I do.
I
got nothing to lose in my case. So I think it's unfair. All right, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Feel free to call now. And if you miss us now, call me at 10 o'clock. That's when we're going to do open phone lines again. Then we have somebody running for Justice of the Peace at 10:30 for a segment, and then from 10:45 to noon, we'll do open topic again on all local issues and all political issues, because you can't avoid the election, the campaign that's going on. Kamala's in Nevada. Well, not really. It's Las Vegas. We couldn't be more different, right?
Las Vegas is the true East LA.
884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 919. I know, folks. I know. It was the best 5 minutes I've ever done on the radio. Yep, I know. That's what you're thinking. But unfortunately, I'm back. So there you go. We need a fix-it guy. We need somebody. A plumber. I don't know. How you doing, Derek?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here, my friend. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Always has some fascinating health news to talk about. I teased everybody by saying that we're going to get into erectile dysfunction. Look at me. I'm blushing already. 884-9910 if you have questions about anxiety. Erectile, yeah. We'd like to hear your erectile dysfunction story, wouldn't we?
It's great.
Memory, probiotics. So those are the products that Derek Lee has fashioned to help you. Let me get to some quick health news. This is from NewScientist.com. It says the surprising mental health and brain benefits of the weight loss drugs. Drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. And I bring this up because Derek has his own product called Fat Buster, where he kind of emulates what Wegovy and Ozempic do, only he uses the natural ingredients that instead of using the chemical versions of those natural ingredients, he uses things like amino acids and everything, which kind of are the basis of the chemicals that the pharmaceutical companies use. I hope I made sense there, but that's basically what I've learned with What You Do. And, you know, people are online saying, listen, I can't get Ozempic anywhere. And if they do find it, it's like $3,000 a month.
It's very expensive.
Incredibly. So people are finding workarounds. Now, your workaround is the best, but the workaround that everybody is jumping on now, see what you think about this. They say, go to a compounding pharmacy. And I think in Reno, we have two. And compounding pharmacy, we go back to the old days where they used to, the pharmacist would actually mix up the pharmaceutical behind the bench there. And they use the basic ingredients. What is it? Serleptitude or something like that.
Semaglutide.
Semaglutide. And they mix. And there's even a website where you buy the semaglutide in a vial and you mix it yourself at home.
Yeah.
This is legal. Why is Fat Buster the more healthy and effective treatment to lose weight?
Because with Fat Buster, you're promoting a long-term benefit, something like semaglutide, Ozempic. The minute you stop taking it is the minute everything starts going back to normal and making things worse than what it was beforehand.
So you got to keep shelling out the money for the
Ozempic. If you have money to spend $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Ridiculous.
Because it's like most drugs, most pharmaceuticals, most things you get from your pharmacy are chemical-based. And when you have chemical-based, when something's chemical-based, you might notice a significant effect initially, and then it wanes because our body adjusts to it. And so with something like Ozempic, when you stop taking it, because it didn't really treat anything, it didn't really benefit anything, most pharmaceuticals generate a Band-Aid. So it neutralizes the downsides while seemingly having a tremendous benefit. But you're not really dealing with any of the issues. You're only putting a Band-Aid over the problem. And so everything we do, we address the issues by actually correcting the problem versus just putting a Band-Aid on the symptoms.
Well, it's working at home. And stick around, folks, because as we get close to 10 o'clock for Derek's final minute here, we're going to tell you how to get 20% off. You've never done this before. 20% off. You have a code. We're going to reveal it at the end of the interview right before 10 o'clock. Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. All right, let's get to the, it says, the email says, John, Derek wants to talk about anxiety, erectile dysfunction. I hope it's not personal.
No.
Okay, memory and probiotics. So I give you the floor, my friend. What do you have for these?
Erectile dysfunction is the one thing no male, no man... Well, maybe not necessarily man only these days.
This whole thing's going to be difficult to word.
It is.
There's going to be awkward pauses.
I'm doing this because it's uncomfortable as a man. It's uncomfortable to talk about.
Well, it's a serious
problem. It is. It is a big problem.
I mean, it breaks up marriages and things like that.
It does.
And causes depression, obviously.
It does. And it can drive people into the ground, literally, because what I know, science does not even understand why this happens. They have things like Viagra. Viagra is based on a natural ingredient called horny goat weed because some rancher recognized that when their goats were eating this bush, that they got super horny. So horny goat weed is the common name of this plant. And so what a pharmacist or pharmaceutical companies recognized is they were able to isolate the active ingredient, which I don't know what that chemical component is, but they've turned that into Viagra.
Let me ask you this. Can you buy at these natural food stores? Can you buy horny goat?
Yeah, it's all legal. It just doesn't have, the amount you'd have to take to get the end result is substantial. Mm-hmm. So pharmaceutical companies were able to extract the active ingredient, which they made it and turned into a drug called Viagra. And so 10 milligrams of Viagra, So that would probably be equivalent to like 1 kilogram of raw material of horny goat weed, which would probably kill you because you couldn't digest it. So the pharmacies did the work for you, broke it down into the chemical compound called Viagra. Originally, it was used for heart disorders to increase circulation, so that improves blood flow, dilates blood vessels, so you get better circulation. That's what it was originally designed for. Then they recognized that how it can benefit men with erectile dysfunction. And so one of the things that I've been aware of is since, you know, maybe 2000 or so, I know that prescription Viagra was 5 milligram or 10 milligram. Well, nowadays they have 100 milligram version of Viagra, which to me that communicates just in that premise alone, the 100 milligrams would have overdosed most people or killed them 25 years ago. So what that communicates is Viagra might be working on circulation system, but that Viagra is not the cure for erectile dysfunction because it doesn't have to do with the circulatory system.
I know some senior lady friends who say that ever since this Viagra was invented and came out, their old husbands are just driving them crazy.
Yes, they might be.
They don't like it. Well, anyway. Okay, so why wouldn't I just go to the natural food store and buy horny goat weed instead of having to try to get, not me, why wouldn't a person do that instead of trying to get a prescription for Viagra?
It's easy.
What?
Getting a prescription for Viagra is easy. Taking horny goat weed, you might have a benefit.
Well, you have to see the doctor to get a prescription, though.
Right. And for some people, it makes their lives infinitely easier because horny goat weed might not have any benefit.
Nobody wants to tell the doctor they have erectile dysfunction.
You're right. Most people don't. This is why I'm talking about it, because most people don't want to hear what I have
to say. So why wouldn't they just buy the horny goat weed?
Because it doesn't work.
Oh, I see. They refined it.
They extracted all the active ingredients.
Well, so what's this got to do with you? What do you have a product yourself for this ailment?
I've had probably a dozen people who have commented. They all say anonymous, by the way. Nobody wants to put their name to this. How the gut health formula actually benefits erectile dysfunction.
Okay. And this is something that comes from the gut, too.
It has to do with fluids. It doesn't have to do with blood. It has to do with the fluid generation. Because as we age, that fluid dissipates. So we don't, because, you know, men, when we get horny, it produces a lot of hormones. Okay. But there's the hormones that drive all these the chain reactions.
All right.
And so it's the hormones that actually activate, but people have always assumed that it's the blood supply that those hormones generate the drive through the blood. But what if it's not the blood? This is why they jacked up Viagra from 10 milligrams 20 years ago to 100 milligrams these days.
All right. Forgive my grade school giggling. Gut health formula is an added benefit of taking your gut health formula, and that's the name of it.
It is the name of it.
And it could really help in erectile dysfunction. That's great. Great news.
There's been over a dozen testimonials that has benefited men with erectile dysfunction because it tends to...
Now, did that surprise you when people told you this?
No. I knew that, but when I developed it, that's what it could do.
Okay.
I knew that, but if I say that beforehand, then people have expectations. But when they just experience it themselves, then it's a whole different ballgame.
Awesome, Derek. All right. Second, anxiety.
Anxiety is an interesting one. It generates absolute chaos for some people. People don't necessarily understand what or why it happens to some people at young ages. Sometimes
it is a weird thing.
It is.
Two nights ago, I'm in bed, I'm reading like I like to do, and bam, suddenly the rapid heartbeat and sweats and all this out of nowhere.
It can be chaotic, and it can be absolutely devastating. It can put people in the hospital. And it used to be driven from the place of from being too stressed out. That's what precipitated anxiety, from my observation 20 years ago. But these days, it's like what you just explained, John. You could be laying in bed, and all of a sudden, you're having a panic attack, and there is no rhyme or reason for it. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But, you know, some people have prescriptions to deal with anxiety, like Xanax is an example. And, you know, it's the reason I'm explaining this is to communicate to everyone listening that it doesn't have to be a crippling effect. The and this is going to come back to the product that we just mentioned, the gut health formula, and that is where anxiety is actually driven from, is from the gut. It's the deficiencies or inadequacies of how the gut functions is what drives anxiety.
So, gut health formula for that one too.
That's right. We're bringing it all back to this.
All right. Next, third here, we have memory. Now, I'll tell you folks what my wife and I have been taking at home are Restore, your first and basic product. And we take the fat burner, and that's working, by the way, Derek. And we take the memory formula, and we both like it. I'm not sure that I want my wife to have a better memory. I don't think that's to my benefit sometimes.
You know, that's interesting. That's interesting you say that, John. I'm going to point this out for one reason.
All right.
Sometimes when we don't remember, that can actually drive stress because we have a fear that we're not remembering. And when we have a fear that we're not remembering, that actually can precipitate an anxiety attack because we have fear of not remembering. And so it has a compounding, cascading chain of events that only the consequences are compound.
You hit the bullseye there.
So I'm trying to communicate this in a way to if we can communicate it in a way that's understandable, mm-hmm. then we can start to understand how all these things within us compound the effects. And if we can understand it, if we can start to balance out some of those issues, then we can cripple these negative effects like anxiety, stress, memory loss, erectile dysfunction, and so these have been some of the testimonials we've had. My personal experiences. I've had a few anxiety attacks in the past 6 years. It's not fun. I thought I was having a heart attack one time. Thought I was gonna pass out because I couldn't breathe.
And it's
scary. And I'm not, trust me, if somebody feels like they have anxiety regularly, I feel for you. It is not fun to experience. However, the reason I'm communicating all this is there is ways to deal with it.
I used to have a rampant heartbeat. And it happened, I sit on a park bench and suddenly the heart is beating like 5 times faster. And doctor said, yeah, it's tied into anxiety. All right, so gut health formula for anxiety and erectile dysfunction, and for the memory issue, the memory formula.
Memory formula works great. It works differently than Restore. They both benefit memory.
And what's in the memory formula?
Memory formula, we have multiple components. Gotu Kola and Ginkgo Biloba go back to traditional Chinese medicine. I personally have never been a fan of those two. However, I've recognized the benefits of them. And how they can benefit, they benefit in the transport of oxygen to the brain, they benefit the circulatory system of the brain, and they also benefit oxygen availability within the brain itself. So if anxiety is driven from, if it is driven from the brain, then it has to do with lack of oxygen.
Okay.
And so that can be a trigger to precipitate anxiety.
All connected. Brainhealthformulas.com is the website. We'll tell you how to make a 20% off purchase in just a couple of minutes with the code we're going to give out. Okay, last thing, probiotics. I never hear anything about probiotics, but obviously to you, this is an important thing.
It's important to talk about for one reason.
What are they, first off?
Probiotics is to replicate bacteria that hypothetically is deficient within our intestinal tract. And so I don't have any probiotics formulas. I wanted to talk about probiotics for this one reason. When we overpopulate specific types of bacteria in our intestinal tract, that is actually what precipitates autoimmune disorders, is an overabundance of specific types of bacteria. So if we have, let's see, lactobacillus. If we have a tremendous amount of lactobacillus in our intestinal tract, that can actually participate in the development of an autoimmune disorder. And then so that precipitates our immune system attacking ourselves because we have an overpopulation of a specific type of bacteria. And so what our approach to balance out the intestinal tract, to balance out the gut, to actually benefit us as humans, is to actually increase the intestinal mucosa. Because if we can increase the intestinal mucosa, our brain is going to generate communication within the intestinal tract to produce more bacteria naturally. But if there's not enough space to produce more bacteria naturally, we cannot have more bacteria. So if we take something like probiotics to generate more bacteria of specific types of bacteria, then we start to overpopulate. And when we overpopulate certain types of bacteria, then that can lead to an autoimmune disorder, because then we start uptaking nutrients that get misappropriated in wrong places. And so our immune system functions based on our genetic code. And when we have wrong materials in the wrong place, then our immune system recognizes it as a threat and it'll start attacking it.
All right. So you don't have a probiotic product. So what product do you recommend for that?
Gut health.
Another one for gut health.
So there's a combination of all these things. The Restore, and I'm tying in brain function to the gut, and vice versa. So when we can balance out how the brain functions, when we can balance out how the gut functions, then we optimize how our immune system functions as well, because they all work together to have one harmonious system, one solid unit. It's called the human body.
Your stuff runs the gamut. Brainhealthformulas.com. Okay, this. I wonder if you have a formula for this issue. Going back to new medical news, and this is from PBS. It's a bit of a scare for us. Research shows wildfire smoke may be worse for brain health than other air pollution, dementia research finds. At issue is fine particulate matter, tiny particles about 30 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair, that can be inhaled deep into the lungs and move into the bloodstream. The pollution from traffic and fires can cause or worsen heart and lung diseases, and new evidence says it may play some role in dementia too.
Yeah.
What do you recommend to counter that?
Restore can counter that. When we have something like that, when we inhale toxins, I know from this, when we had the influx of smoke from the park fire last couple of days, I know my sinuses started to swell. And so I started to have inflammation. I started getting a headache. And so I don't necessarily believe that it has to do with the particulates, the size of the carbon that's floating in the air. I believe so most of these forest fires that they get into, areas that have not burned in long periods of time, when we have that, those particulates, those specific particulates where we don't have an immune system to because we've never smelled it before, it's those, our bodies, our immune system is going to recognize those as toxins, so it's going to cause inflammation. And so it's not necessarily the carbon deposit that is causing the problem. It's our ability to be able to combat the toxin that our body is not used to being able to combat. So it takes a whole different toll when it's like a phenolic compound or a toxin from different trees burning that our bodies are not used to adapting to. And so it takes our body a while to adjust to a new toxin that we're not used to combating.
I hate that smoke. I mean, wouldn't this be a perfect paradise without this problem every summer? Was it, 2 years ago when it just was incredibly thick?
Yeah.
And you know it was causing health problems. And people were out there, they were buying these expensive air cleaners.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those?
I do. Because of that.
You recommend that?
It can be beneficial. I know that it's definitely helped us breathing in the house. It can be very beneficial.
All right. Let's hope and pray that we don't see a lot more this summer, because that is just such a huge downer. And everybody's a prisoner in their home, too.
Yeah. It can be really bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right. Let's get to the 20% off. This will be fun. You never have done this before, have you?
I have not.
I mean, you've never discounted your products.
Nope.
All right. Go on the website, brainhealthformulas.com. And by the way, what you were just talking about with the about the wildfires and everything, is that a Restore product?
Restore.
Restore on that one.
Restore enables the immune system to adjust to the new toxins. Okay. And so it does have its significant effect very quickly.
So prepare for the wildfire smoke with Derek's product, Restore, and for anxiety and erectile dysfunction, it's the Gut Health Formula. Memory Formula, also, and probiotics. Restore?
Gut Health.
Okay.
Those two can handle just about every aspect of the human.
That's kind of cute. You have all your products, but you have favorites.
I do. Restore and the
like
Gut
I
Health.
I got the favorite cat at home.
The Restore and Gut Health is the two that I take every single day. And I also take the Healthy Metabolism one every day also. Sometimes I'll take that two capsules twice a day. And just by adding that into the Restore and the Gut Health, I have significantly reduced food cravings, and I can actually manipulate my weight very easily. I can go up and down 2 pounds just by taking the Healthy Metabolism formula.
And how does it work again? Does it hit the cravings?
It significantly reduces the cravings. And when we can increase our metabolism, we start to make healthier choices with our diet. And so we tend to shy away from sugars. And if you want to know how that happens, I believe the Healthy Metabolism actually scrubs an overgrowth of yeast within the intestinal tract. And when we can do that, then we can neutralize the effects we can neutralize the overgrowth of yeast, which is what triggers those sugar cravings or those food cravings, because mm-hmm. it's an abnormal chain of events. But all we know is we need to have something sweet.
It's so weird. I know a couple of people on Ozempic, and they say one of the first things is they just lose their interest and taste for sugar.
That's it. That's exactly it. It cuts off the overproduction of yeast. I don't know how exactly, but that's what it does. And so that's why when people stop taking Ozempic, they put all the weight back on, because all those sugar cravings come in really fast.
It's like kind of reminds me of the Atkins diet. Remember Atkins diet?
Yeah.
Okay, 20 years ago. And everybody was eating eggs and bacon and sausage.
And beef and heavy whipping cream.
And I thought when this came out, I thought, oh, what a great diet. Man, those are my favorite foods. Well, I knew people who, a break now, guys? Not at 9:58? Okay, we need a break. All right, here we go, folks. Go to brainhealthformulas.com and use the code JOHN20.
JOHN 20.
All right, Derek, awesome to learn more from you every Saturday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. Brainhealthformulas.com, code for 20% off, JOHN20. We're going to take a break, I guess. And we'll be back. 10 o'clock is open lines, 884-9910, anything local, political, whatever. We'll take you on. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:54.